Yemeni number one.
Yo, yo, yo. What is up, motherfuckers? How's everybody doing? Hope you guys are good. Aliens are here. I'm really excited to be a conspiracy theorist today. This is like very, very interesting times, man. I love talking about shit like this because, I don't know, it's just fun. And there are certain things that have been happening recently that it just makes me go, I'm starting to think that maybe conspiracy theories are not just theories anymore. You know? I mean, I got a lot of questions with this UFO shit. You know. But before we get into that, I wanted to thank everyone who came out to the show at Oxford, Michigan, for the Doomsday Comedy Show. It was amazing. What a crowd. Really enjoyed myself. And man, I can't wait to come back, you know. And I think I might be doing another show in Oxford too, because I met another booker there who books another show. So hopefully I'll be back soon. And speaking of being in Detroit, I'll be back in Detroit January 17th and 18th, House of Comedy, the brand new House of Comedy, downtown Detroit, inside Hockey Town, the old Second City Cafe. Where I actually started comedy for the first time back in the day. But yeah, so I'll be back then. Hope to see you guys there at House of Comedy. I'm not going to be headlining or anything. It's going to be more of a showcase show where it's just like multiple comics doing 10 minutes. But still, it should be a great show. And yeah, it was amazing. I've been on the road now for a complete month, and I won't be back into LA till Tuesday, and I kind of can't wait, man. I can't wait to see palm trees again. I'm sick of the rain. I'm sick of the humidity. I just got back from New York, one whole week in New York. I love New York. The shows down there were amazing. The crowds there, especially in Manhattan, were so receptive and open to anything. Like, I was able to just really be as offensive as I wanted to be, say the jokes that I wanted to say, and they were just on board. You know, there seems to be like a split in comedy now. Yeah, it's crazy. So you got the people out there that are like, yeah, say what you want, this is what comedy is all about. And then you got these woke areas where, you know, like I said, you probably heard before, it's just kind of like you do these shows for these woke crowds, and there's certain topics that you say to them and they act like a fucking vampire, like you threw garlic on a vampire. It's like, did you say trans? It's like, bitch, I'm talking about my transmission, dumbass. But it's insane. It really is insane. But it was funny to me how, like, I went into Manhattan, did all these shows in Manhattan, sometimes three shows a night, man. You know how lubricated I was by that second and then the third show? It was amazing. But right there, in the middle of all the shows that you do in Manhattan, the crowds were on it. They were down for anything. Then I did another show, and I went to Bushwick. Now, Bushwick back in the day was gangster, man. Back in the day, Bushwick was gangster. And now it is woke as fuck. And I did two shows over there. And I might post some of these videos. One of them, I think, where I kind of offended a bunch of girls in the back and I didn't give a fuck. But yeah, you did the shows in Bushwick and it was a totally different crowd, a completely different crowd. To me, it was fascinating because, even like when I was in New York, all throughout Manhattan, I'm like, yeah, this is the New York that I thought it was going to be. And then we get to Bushwick and I was like, am I in LA again? Without the fucking palm trees and the bum shit. Yep. Tarek is right. Bushwick is becoming the new hipster spot. It actually started way back in the day, man, like 2012. That's when I think when the first fucking goofy ass hipster sprouted was right there in Williamsburg, you know, on the corner of Bedford and 7th. That's the epicenter of hipsters right now. And what's crazy is the Kahwa Cafe, Yemeni coffee shop here in Dearborn, Michigan, because I'm in Dearborn right now, staying at my mom's house while I'm here in Detroit. Great coffee house. If you're ever in the Dearborn or Dearborn Heights area, they got another location in the Dearborn Heights area. It's called Kahwa House. It's amazing Yemeni coffee. Get the Yemeni latte if you're into it. It's got like cardamom in it, and it's so good. They have one in, they opened one in New York, in Williamsburg, in the middle of the hipster capital. And I think it's the smartest thing. That's the smartest business plan, man. So smart. You know, those hipsters, they fill that place up, man. But yeah, so this weekend was great. This whole trip doing shows was great. Wichita was amazing. Already posted a funny tornado video. If you haven't seen it, check it out on my TikTok or on my Instagram or even on my YouTube. And now I'm starting to say, people, if you're going to follow me, forget finding me at Mike from Detroit when you're on Instagram, because I'm shadow banned on Instagram, which means that if you start typing my name, Mike from Detroit, I'm not going to pop up on your feed up until you hit the very last T. They'll throw all these other fucking Mike from Detroit's, Mike.from.detroit.313, people with three followers, you know? So I'm shadow banned, and I found out why I was shadow banned, because it was some dumb meme that I had on my Instagram, and all it was a picture of Pablo Escobar taking a picture with his kid in front of the White House while he was wanted by the U.S. government. And the meme said something of, you know, Pablo Escobar taking a picture in front of the White House while being the biggest wanted criminal in America is the level of fucks I aspire to have. Is basically what the meme was. That got me shadow banned. It's even in the thing. It says, this is what did it, bro. What kind of fucking excuse is that? A meme? They had a picture of Pablo Escobar. So what, I'm a communist now? I'm so fucking stupid. So anyways, when you're trying to find me, MikeFromDetroit.com. Now I got all my links to my social media sites and everything right at the top when you get there. And it's been working out. People have been following me. Last night I fucked up and I did the thing that most comics are supposed to do when you get off a show. Check your messages. Check your Instagram messages, request area, where the messages go to if people haven't followed you. Because sometimes a hot girl is going to be like, hey, let's do it. And I didn't realize I had that message from a hot blonde until fucking today. This morning. Fucked up. Fucked up. She even said in the thing, I really wanted to give you my number, but my date wouldn't let me. I think you're hot. She gave me her number. And I would have had it in the bag if I would have checked my messages that night. It's not going to work the next day. This just doesn't work. That's just not how it works. For any comics that are listening, this is the advice that I got that said that this is how you pick up. This is how you seal the deal on hooking up with a girl after a show. You have 2 hours after the show or 500 feet from the club. I missed my window. Oh, well. I really appreciate you guys checking in, even on a Saturday. I really appreciate it. And I know my schedule's been all over the place. I love the fact that you guys are back here listening. Let's talk about UFOs, shall we? And if you guys have any questions, ask me in the comments, any concerns or whatever. I should probably open up my phone line, man. What the hell am I doing? I should open up my phone line. It should work. Anyways. UFOs. If you guys don't know, Congress has just held hearings about UFOs, the first in 50 years. And when you look at some of the clips, and when I listen to people in podcasts that are like UFO people, they all comment on how, wow, it's amazing that Congress right now is all like united in probing the intelligence community and asking these really, really clear, concise, give us the information questions. I don't know why, but the conspiracy theorist in me is like, somebody gave Congress the green light. You know what I mean? Like, it's almost, to me, makes me feel like, it's just odd, isn't it? That now all of a sudden every congressman is just like, yo, I'm going to ask all the right questions. Let's get all the information out. What the hell do we know? Like for a lot of us, we look at that and we're just like, oh, okay, so now's the time. But to me, I can't help but just sit there and go, who's given the green light to do that? Because you can see it happening in other type of situations, for example, in the political spectrum. So anything that's not like easy to talk about, let's say freeing Palestine or the war in Yemen, whatever it is that's in the talking points in the political sphere that is not kosher to talk about at a specific time, not cool to talk about, but no one wants to talk about it. Then we get to a point, right, where we're like, now I guess time is more convenient to do it now, is what it almost feels like the government's like. Or they've been like really working towards trying to get us on that level, and then they had to slowly let all the stuff out. I mean, they said they have up to 400 recorded sightings. I think 137 just last year. And not to mention, it's happening more often. And they had even some more videos where you saw like triangles in the sky. And we had people talk about the same sightings years ago, and they were laughed off the face of the planet. I don't know. What do you guys think? I believe that our leaders are in direct communication with these beings. It's either that or these beings want to make contact, but they're skeptical. I don't know. I mean, have you guys heard of the Anunnaki? This is the thing that I really start to think about. There is a, and this is true, the Sumerians, which is an ancient race of humans, way back in the day, before the Egyptian period, they had a city called Mesopotamia, and they created the first language, you know, one of the earliest languages. And in one of the tablets that they had, it described the Anunnaki. And the Sumerians, in this fantastical story, which when you look at this early story of the Sumerians, it's very, very, very similar to all the religions that follow after that. So it's fascinating. So one of the earliest languages, there's a tablet where they wrote a story of the Anunnaki. And in it, they tell us that the Anunnaki was a giant race of human-like people that traveled to the planet in search of resources. I think specifically gold. And if I'm not mistaken, the theory is that they had to mine gold here to help protect their dying planet. And I heard some theory to the effect that where the gold could be like ground into a fine dust and somehow spread around their atmosphere And that gold sort of shield was supposed to help protect their planet. The details of exactly what it is and why they were using it, we don't know. But the Sumerian said that the Anunnaki did come specifically to mine resources, and they built Mesopotamia. So according to the Sumerians, the Anunnaki came, built Mesopotamia, and which is really crazy because when you look at some of these documentaries about Mesopotamia, even when they dig up parts of it, they found light bulbs in there. Not necessarily light bulbs, but these people had wires and filaments that they were able to generate electricity, and I believe it was from water running, and that electricity was able to connect to this wire and just make this filament glow, and that's how they illuminated their tunnels. It's fascinating. You know, and a lot of times we are like, oh shit, the Anunnaki, they like human beings really knew a lot. And now it's probably, it wasn't even the humans. The Mesopotamians probably built that fucking shit. So according to the Anunnaki tablets, they built Mesopotamia. They made it their home base. And they started to mine for resources. They brought supposedly a race of other aliens called the Igigi. And they had the Igigi work for them. They were sort of their slaves. Time passed. The Igigi revolted. There was a war. And apparently the Igigi was obliterated. And the Anunnaki, still needing to, mine resources out of this planet, decided that we needed to create workers. So they started doing a genetic experiment where they started splicing their genes with all these different animals. And the first successful human that they created, how crazy is this, was named Adamu. It's crazy. So even in the Bible and even in the Quran, they talk about Adam. And it's just funny. You like watch. I mean, you look into this and they're like, okay, so the first human they created, they called him Adamu. And not only that, I almost feel like it's, if I'm not mistaken, I think Mesopotamia was called Eden. So like the little area they lived, they called it Eden. The first human they created was Adamu. And apparently they used human beings to mine the planet. And I guess after time they left us here. And then apparently there's another story that says that, oh, here's another thing I forgot to say. The Anunnaki come here because of a planet that runs on a very weird oblong trajectory. And it goes around our sun. It passes through all of our planets. And then it leaves our solar system again. And then I think so many hundreds of so years, that planet comes back again. And that's where the Anunnaki live. So the Anunnaki will come to the planet when their planet starts getting closer to our planet, apparently. And this is what's crazy, is that apparently their planet Nibiru came back again. A second time around after the first time, now humans were a little bit more advanced. And what was crazy is that the gravitational pull from the planet coming back this time really screwed with the planet. And caused floods, massive floods everywhere because of the gravitational changes. And apparently certain parts of the planet was inhabitable. The temperature either rose too high or it got too cold. And to me, that almost explains how like the Bible talks about the Great Flood and Noah's Ark, the plague. It's just, it's crazy. It's just like, we're basically all telling the same story. And I mean, I always thought that stuff was like, oh, that's fun to think about, you know? Even with religion, I was just like, I never really believed in religion. But when I started to think about these aliens, man, and then I started to think about how these motherfuckers are probably coming back. And why pyramids, right? And then like some of these aircraft they're finding are like the shape of triangles. Now, listen, I'm talking all kinds of fucking stupid ass shit. This is nothing to take seriously. This is just me having fun, being fantastical, taking the information that I looked into and thought was really fun to think about. And now I'm just bringing it back up again because now talking about the Anunnaki seems a lot more real, considering that we're being visited more often. Jason Bacon says these stories also match up to the stories of Native Americans. I'm sure. I'm sure a lot of this stuff was just passed down, man. People are really good at copying, you know? And who knows? What if the Sumerians just made that shit up? What if they were just... what if it's all just made up? Or not that we are part alien. It's just fantastic to think about, man. I mean, what do you guys think? Do you guys think that we are going to be visited by aliens? Do you guys think that maybe this is just China being way ahead of us technologically? If these are aliens, do you think any of these crafts are manned? I mean, thinking about drone technology, I would think that they would just send drones out here. They would just, you know, like surveillance drones. And what's funny is these things are moving so fast, bro. They're moving so fast. And like nobody can wrap their mind around how fast they're going. Like when that pilot, Dr. Fravor, came out on, came out to the public and started, you know, being able to talk about what he saw because it was declassified. It's just fascinating. He said he couldn't believe his eyes. He said he couldn't believe the system. But, you know, the actual system was telling them that this thing was going way too fast, going from 50,000 feet above sea level to literally 1 foot above sea level in a fraction of a freaking second. So, I don't know, man. And part of me is now starting to think that, you know, maybe the theory behind the Anunnaki and how they spliced their genes with us to create a subservient race of workers to work for them might hold true. And maybe these motherfuckers are coming back, you know? Because like apparently in the Sumerian texts, they said that the second time that the Anunnaki came back, when their planet came back and disrupted the gravitational pull and created all those floods, on their way out, they taught humans language. They taught humans art, music, architecture, science before leaving. According to the Sumerian text, the Anunnaki favored the humans. They liked the humans. It's pretty interesting. Well, I mean, again, maybe they made this fucking shit up, but so basically these Anunnaki, if they're real, they're astronaut gods, so to speak. And they came down here and apparently they were way bigger than us. Came down here with a race of aliens that they used as slaves. The alien race fought them, got killed off. Anunnaki created human beings, spliced with their DNA. And then as time went on, they were kind of like, we like these humans. They listen to us. And they're grateful. And now when we're going to leave, we're just going to go ahead and part this information. And then also, if I'm not mistaken, and it said that that the Anunnaki, before leaving, taught the humans how to structure governments and leaderships, and also to keep a tradition of keeping certain bloodlines pure to maintain the Anunnaki DNA. So who the fuck knows? Maybe like all these leaders that we have are more Anunnaki than we think they are. Tracy says, what the heck am I even listening to? Yeah, I know. I'm talking about UFOs. I'm talking about how we have UFOs and the hearings in Congress, talking about how I am like baffled and how these guys are now all of a sudden all in. Give us all the information. Both parties. One united front. Let's get this information out. And to me, I'm now asking the question, why? Why now? Why so? I'm happy about it, but I'm always skeptical about, you know, what the government is doing. So to me, it's like, are they really baffled at what's happening like they say they are? Or did they know for a very long time that there is a race of extraterrestrials that watch over us? That maybe God is a big green alien. Remember my friend Mike McGettigan, his father, oh man, was huge conspiracy theorist, believed in aliens, all this crazy mumbo jumbo. And, you know, he passed away, but before he passed away, none of us, it wasn't really in the public lexicon, even though I was like, hey, yeah, maybe, sure. I was always like, you know, in the, it was always interesting for me to bat around those ideas of aliens. But I remember he told me, we're talking about God. He's like, oh, there's God. Yeah, I think he's a big green alien. I was laughing my ass off. And now I kind of wish he was alive to just to fucking witness what's happening. And part of me feels that it's also, you know, and I, you guys probably have heard my, oh shit, I lost the comment section. Oh, there it is. I lost my train of thought because I was trying to look for what's dude RIP, what's happening? You guys, the Anunnaki also have a large hold on ancient Mexico and the Ptolemaics and such. Not the leaders that we know of, the leaders, perhaps. Yeah, I don't know. Listen, none of this stuff I believe, right? But I don't know, man. I think it's fucking exciting. I really do. Not only that, I also believe, here's another harebrained theory that I have. The Hadron Collider, that thing. I've talked about that before. The search for the Higgs boson particle, aka the God particle. You know, the particle that was theorized to be the particle that glues all of the universe together. And the only way to find that was to create a Big Bang and then read the Big Bang as it happened to see if they could find the God particle. And to do that, they got to shoot an electron in one direction and a proton in another direction. And when they hit the speed of light, they join the tubes together to make tiny little Big Bangs. They found it. Yay, God particle exists. And now they keep firing this thing up. And the more they keep firing this thing up, the more they're starting to realize, hey, maybe the parallel universe does thing. The multiverse theory does. And as soon as they've been firing that thing up, that's when, as far as I'm concerned, everything fucking went loopy. We went from dumb president to smart black president to orange president to dead president to aliens, COVID, liberals are now conservative. Conservatives are like liberals. Everything's all over the fucking place. Shit's just getting fucking weird. But I'm a firm believer that I don't know what I'm talking about, and that I'm just having fun. This is, to me, just really, really fun. I love anything to do with aliens. Anybody in the chat skeptical? I'm pretty sure Tracy is. Tracy's probably pissed off we're talking about aliens. I love the whole idea of it. And some of these sightings, too, back in the 90s, there was a video that came out where all these people in Arizona were filming the sky, and these triangular lights were just in the sky moving, and they were very bright, and it was hovering, and it didn't make any sound, and it really confused everyone. That I think the mayor of Phoenix at the time secretly told everyone that was nothing. And then years later, he comes out and goes, you know what? I regret doing that. I felt like that was the thing that I was supposed to say while I was mayor, because I didn't want to like freak people out. But then he goes, what I saw, he literally thought that was aliens. And now look at us. Now more of this stuff is coming out. To me, man, I swear, I know maybe this is a bad thing to say, but I want to see some aliens, man. I'm at that point. And if they start shooting at us. Oh, yeah. You're laughing, Tracy. Why are you laughing? Because you think it's stupid that we're talking about aliens? Because I really do believe in them. Actually, I don't. But I do believe that we should definitely be talking about this fucking shit. Does anybody here think that any of our politicians are aliens? I know damn well George W. Bush ain't. No way. That motherfucker's too stupid. Obama? Probably. I think Obama is a shape-shifting lizard. Trump? I think Trump is like spliced with a mango. That motherfucker is just, he's a fruit. He's a bag of fucking, it was like a Ziploc bag of orange juice. And Biden, I mean, I don't know. I think Biden might be an alien because he looks like he's about to fucking morph at any second. I think Biden is like the one Anunnaki that's just like, I'm fucking done with this shit. I gotta show my face. I'm having a hard time keeping this up. To me, if aliens did fucking come, this is exactly what's gonna happen. Every idiot in this country and in the world is gonna start shooting at them. Technically, Tracy says Biden wears sunglasses so you can't see the lizard eyes. I'm telling you, man, this whole shape-shifting lizard thing that David Icke used to talk about back in the day, all these people that talked about crazy fucking shit, every single one of them now doesn't seem so fucking crazy. Alex Jones, Pedophile Island, true. Bob Lazar, aliens, true. Jason says, nah, Biden just needs a bit of Botox. What? I don't even think Biden's really alive, to be honest, bro. Man, I wish you guys was able to see Chris Rock when I saw him like a month and a half ago. He's got a Biden joke, man. Oh, my God. It was just one of those jokes where you're just like, you son of a bitch. God damn it. Yes. Rowdy Roddy Piper did try to warn us, and they live, you know? That is the goofiest freaking movie. If anybody's want to see a goofy-ass movie about extraterrestrials, They Live is the one to watch. That is, and also, it's also about seeing through the bullshit. I like that movie. I like that movie. You know, that's kind of like what happened when I took mushrooms. When I took mushrooms, I was like, God damn it, I see through everything now. Fucking ruined life for me. And the first time I really tripped out on mushrooms, I was kind of disappointed. Not disappointed, it was fun. But then on the back end, when I came out of it, I remember I felt like Roddy Piper in They Live. I felt like I put the glasses on and I was just like watching a commercial for the first time. And I was like, this fucking thing is manipulating me. You fucking piece of shit. And turn off the TV and get mad. I was just like, but that's exactly what They Live was. He put the glasses on. Like the first time he puts them on, there was like, it was like some type of a billboard with an ad. And then when he put the glasses on, I think it said, obey. And he took it off. He's like, what? He puts it back on. It was like, buy more stuff or whatever it said. That was a damn good movie. I am really looking forward to getting back to LA. I'm also looking forward to getting some more guests. It's very hard to get guests when you're on the road, man. That's another thing that I'm starting to figure out with this podcast. It's like taking it on the road is not that easy, but I still do it. The preparation while you're on the road is a little hectic, but I'm really looking forward to get some guests on next week and the week after, now that I'll be back in LA for a while. Oh, dude, looks like I'm bringing my cat back home. Motherfucker, man. I love my cat and everything, don't get me wrong, but my mom took my cat for a while, and, you know, and I thought, pandemic, lockdown, she could use a friend. And, you know, they get along really well. But now my mom's moving back to Indonesia. Now I got to take my cat back with me to LA. And it's nice. But at the same time, it's like now that I'm doing stand-up, it'd be nice to not have to worry about trying to find a sitter for my cat. But I'm kind of excited, man. This cat's so fucking cute. The cat is, I think the cat is ruining my testosterone levels, you know. It's like every time I look at the cat, I'm just like, aw. And then I'm like, You're less of a man now. Technitrace says, you should have asked Jason to be there today. Oh, on the podcast? Oh, yeah. It's trust me, I couldn't get any guests today. It's just not conducive for what's happening right now. I'm at my mom's house taking care of her. Got to do a whole bunch of other stuff around this place. It just wasn't conducive. But I do want to start setting it up and then a podcast to where I also do them on Zoom with other people. So like they don't have to be there with me, you know. But before I get going, like I said, I will be back in Detroit, guys. House of Comedy on the 17th of June, 17th and 18th. Let me double check here. Yep, 17th and 18th, House of Comedy in downtown Detroit, inside Hockey Town. I'm excited. Like I said, I started comedy there. That's where I first started comedy, back when it was the Second City. I was so all in that I lived behind there, right above the Town Pump Tavern. So I lived upstairs and I went to Second City for school and learned comedy over there. And I'll be doing the House of Comedy on the 17th and 18th, and I'm excited. I wish it was more of a feature act where I'm doing like a half hour or a headline, but it's just a showcase show, and I'm down for it. Tracy says, that's your mom's house? It's nice. I like the cabinet behind you. Oh my God. So I'm just getting complimented on the fucking cabinet behind me. It is a nice house though. You know, it's very like Arab and gaudy. Look at this furniture. You see this furniture here? You know, aren't you surprised it doesn't have any plastic on it? Because that's what it's supposed to have. It's supposed to have plastic on it. The shit used to have plastic. We have two living rooms, just like good Arabs. We have a living room here. We have another one there. So fucking stupid. None of it makes sense. It doesn't. One is for us, really shitty and fucking, not shitty, but it's more worn out because we're there all the time. And the other one is for show. You know, look at guys. Here is a living room display. It's like you're walking in IKEA. It's like, hey, look, your living room could look like this. But we're not going to sit on that one. We're going to go sit in this other spot. Arabs, man. I'll tell you what. Oh, Jason says, I thought plastic covers was an old white woman thing. No, man, it's an old thing. Yeah, it had nothing to do with just white. It was, I always thought it was only Arab. Then I saw like other people doing it. Like, and I don't think it's 100% old white women. I always see it with, if it's white women, it's white women like that are Italian, you know, or like they come from that type of culture. You know, I noticed I saw a lot of Italians would do it. Arabs would do it. Black people in Detroit, I would see that once in a while. The plastic shit is so fucking stupid, bro. You know what I'm saying? You gonna fucking put a condom on a sofa? Does it really matter? Just do what my mom does. Get two living rooms, bro. Fuck up the one living room and the other one is, hey, look. Look how pristine it is. Really is a fucking waste. If you guys have not seen my viral video that I did way back in the day, you should check it out. MTV Cribs, Arab American style. Check it out. We fucking go hard on the living room, the second living room, and not being able to sit in it. One thing that I found that was rewarding about doing that was that when I posted that and it went viral, it was like 12 years ago. I love that I got messages from people from all around the world, the Philippines. You know, they'd be like, oh my God, we do the same thing. We have the other fucking living room. You know? Like Arabs love living rooms. Like here in Dearborn, the house will have two living rooms, right? Upstairs. The basement will be a living room. And then the garage, another living room. Arabs are all about living in rooms. And that's serious. Anybody who's never been to Dearborn, Michigan, man, that's exactly what it's like. You'd be driving down the street, you look in the back, and you will see a fully furnished, decked out garage. Flat screen TV, drywall, crown molding, pool table, couches, video games, heating element, AC. Fucking, and then, you know, there's a car in the living room because you're in the garage. My buddy Fatty's house, we'd go over there, we'd play video games, play cards, and, you know, I would have to, like, lean on his Corvette. It's very Detroit. All right, guys, I got to get going, but UFOs, man. I don't know if you guys are excited. I am really excited. What I'm not excited for is to find out that it was all China. Man, that would fucking be just terrible. That would be terrible. Like, you edged us for this long, and then you're like, China. Man, fuck. Fuck. I would much rather be killed by aliens than China. Wouldn't you? At least while you're dying, you're just like, gay. They're real. Anyways, guys, I want to thank you guys for watching. Tracy and Jason, thank you for coming to the show last night. It was dope. It was even cool going out to Smalls with Tracy for a second. God, and I got really tired, man. I really, really crashed as soon as I got home. But it was great. It was really cool to see you guys there. And I can't wait to do more shows. And I can't wait for more of you people that are listening to come on out. I know a lot of you guys are listening to it as opposed to watching it live. And those of you that are listening to it, love to see you at a show. And please follow me on everything. Just find me, MikeFromDetroit.com. And right when you get there, all my social media links are there to reach out. Love to see you guys back on the podcast. I would love to see some of you listeners here live And reach out to me. Let me know if you think there's a better time for me to do this podcast, because I'm trying to find probably the best time. You know, I'm very open to changing it, changing the time slot if it would get more live viewers. So yeah, let me know, guys. Maybe I should do them on the weekends. I have no idea. But anyways, I love you guys. You guys are fucking awesome. God is a big green alien.
Public Yemeni number one.